2014, I think, this one, if I remember. Is that right? Okie dokie, time for... We're going to do a bit of a takeover now. Well, he is.
Keep it locked. It's Cash Kumar on Long Drive Home.
Well, on the Golden Mile, broadcasting throughout the East Midlands, home counties and worldwide, subusradio.com. I did mention Rana Sahota yesterday as well, played a couple of his tracks, and earlier on as well. Some of those back in the days kind of feel, and it's always lovely to listen to some of those, I wouldn't say old, but, you know, songs which you kind of like grow up with, or you play regularly when it first comes out, and the kind of style of music, Punjabi tracks we're talking about, of course. And Rana Sahota's here. Not born in Leicester, but he certainly is a Leicester boy. Rana Sahota, or Rana, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Cash, how are you?
I'm fine, always. I know we're, you know, it's a little bit cool out there, which is absolutely amazing, because the last few days it's been blazing. Are you enjoying the sunshine?
I have indeed. And first of all, a very big PR for you, Sasrikal, to Gee. All the listeners out there as well.
Okay, so I do remember Rana Sahota coming many moons ago, because you used to come with, we used to have different kind of like music stuff happening here, yeah. With, of course, our Padilla, Tony Baines as well. So hi to Tony Baines as well. So Rana, tell us a little bit about, I know you've got a new track, and we will talk about that. First thing is, which I noticed, and playing these, some of these songs that were over the last couple of days, they go back at least good 7 years, if not more.
If more, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about why the seven-year gap.
Okay, basically, so my last release was in 2016.
Gee.
That was Damn Chakadi, mm-hmm. Which was released worldwide. After that, I had signed up to a record label in India. It was a very big record label, and they promised me a lot of things, a lot of videos. It didn't work out, and then to get out of that agreement, it took me another 3-4 years.
Wow.
And then, obviously, COVID kicked in.
Yeah.
That took over, and that's why there was a seven-year gap.
That's it. So, I mean...
It's
one of those bittersweet kind of, like, journeys, you could say.
Yeah. Learned a lot as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what sort of stuff would you say... I mean, what's the pitfall? I was going to go on to experience, but since you touched on that topic, what's the kind of, like, the pitfalls when you are kind of, like, rising, not just fame, but, you know, doing well with your music and kind of, like, reaching out as a young artist? What kind of pitfalls were there?
It was good. You know, we had a lot of love and a lot of support, and then, obviously, there's a lot of people around you that want to, obviously... jump on, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that for you. And as an artist, you get a little bit excited as well. You know, you get promised a lot of things. And I think for every artist, they want all their tracks or their videos to be pushed out as much as it can. And I fell in that category as well. I got a little bit excited, and I was like, you know what, this sounds good to me, but it didn't work out.
You learn a lot, basically.
Yeah.
And I think now we've got our own team. We're managing everything ourselves. You know, with Tony Baines and Mr. A.S. Dami as well. You know, we've got control over everything.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I've learned, that even for any newcomers that want to come into the scene as well, have your own control. You know, a lot of people are going to promise you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. You sign a paper and you're done for a few years.
It's not worth the paper you've signed, right?
Yeah, it's not
That's what you're trying to say. It's a bittersweet kind of journey. And when you're young, as you said, you kind of like, you're rising to the stars. But, you know, you kind of learn, you know, you what goes up comes down. It's the law of gravity. But in the industry, it can be a bit tough. And
it's tough. It's stressful. And, you know, Cash... till today, my family doesn't know that this happened.
Really?
Because if I'm stressed, and then they're going to get stressed, so it's all good.
All right, well, it's great to see you here at Subus Radio.
Thank you so
on the Long Drive. It's great to have you, and we love, of course, Subus Radio likes to support all our local and national artists here in the UK. Now, getting back to your new song, we will touch base on that. Now, Aman Heya has been a big anchor for you. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with the music director, Aman Heya. And, you know, you've worked with him in the past. Now you're going to work with him now, or you will do, or you have done. Tell us a little bit about your journey in that category.
For me, I mean, Aman Heya is like a big brother. He produced my debut album, Khadke Glassy, as well.
Yeah.
I think I was around 21 years old then. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've built a relationship. And after that, we did a track
in 2014, I believe it was Mondana.
Which I played earlier on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, then we've not done anything again for 9 years, but we've always been in touch. We've got, like, you know, built a relation, family relations, and he's always supported me and encouraged me to say, Nate, I know you have to do this. You know, do this, try that, try this, and he's been very supportive.
Good, good, good. I mean, he's a big anchor, isn't he? A big name.
Definitely.
And you've got his backing, and not just with yourself, but of course, you know, throughout the UK with other artists, and he's known worldwide, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely. With this new song, After 7 years, I want to touch base on this now. So, see, they're stud. Tell us a little, I hope I pronounced that right, but anyway, I'm going to get you to kind of like talk about that song. How did he get to that project? What was the ups and downs on that, and what made you change the style? And that's what I noticed straight away.
So this project ran very smoothly. The lyricist is from Punjab, Harf Jima. He's a lyricist and a very famous singer from Punjab.
Mm.
And I got in touch with him. Obviously, me and Aman Padi were discussing, you know, what kind of song to do. And obviously, after COVID, I wanted to come back with something different,
mm-hmm.
new style, because I had to find myself, like, if I'm going to come back, I have to do something very different to come into the market. And, you know, it's because it's a massive gap as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I touch base with Harf Jima, and I goes to him, you know, I've got this idea, concept. This is what we're going to do. And this is what Aman's going to produce. So we sent him a beat and stuff. I gave him the idea and what I wanted in there. And he actually wrote it. And then, obviously, he composed it as well. And then me and Aman composed it. And it just fell in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
But it was something different. But yeah. I was a bit scared as well, because it's a bit too different to what I've done in the past.
I'm just going to say, because... Yeah, it's got a lot of kind of, like, the lyrics are quite powerful. Is that the right? I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just
powerful. It's quite dizzy, and you know, the music is bouncing off quite well
mm-hmm.
with the lyrics as well. So it was very different, and you know what? I think I've enjoyed this one because let's see.
Okay, good luck to you with that, and I'm going to play that track in a couple of takes. But just before that, and you know, talking about getting into the industry as a young lad, going back many years, with all this, I mean, you've made so many singles, loads of drops over the years. This is the first one after 7 years. In that journey, I mean, I understand, in fact, Tony Baines was telling me not too long ago, in relation to family members, you've got a bit of a music, kind of like family background, should I say.
I have indeed, yeah.
Or maybe we'll just
music
share
is
that.
In the blood.
Share that with me before I play you a brand new song here on Subus Radio. First time, actually. It'll be a first play on this show on Subus Radio. But just tell me a little bit about, you know, the kind of like support and the inspiration that you've had from maybe family members, so forth.
Yeah, so one of my biggest inspiration is my mamaji, Pulvinder Tami, from the Hira group.
Okay.
And my cousin H. Tami as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's in the family, and that's where I've picked it up from.
Gee.
And I've always loved music, singing, dancing, since I was a little kid, Cash. So,
gee.
Yeah, so just following that step.
Absolutely fabulous. So here we go. This is, maybe you want to introduce your song to our lovely listeners of Subus Radio, not just say in the UK, but worldwide. Your brand new song by Rana Sahota.
Hanji, so this is my new song, City the Stud, produced by Aman Heya and lyrics by Harf Jima. I hope you enjoy this one.
New music first on your favourite, Sabrus.
Roll a heck of a punchy, a slide of punchy, roll success hi hai vich na zameer jatt bada priceless hi hai din raat jaage taiyo meri success hi hai vich na zameer jatt bada priceless hi hai rehnda jo so hota baar yaar da hai billo yaar rehnda jo so hota baar yaar da hai billo yaar jinne aa
Absolutely fabulous. First play here on Southwest Radio here in the UK on the Golden Mile, broadcasting throughout the East Midlands, home counties and worldwide, southwestradio.com. Just final few words, Rana. Thanks very much, first of all, coming on the long drive and doing a bit of a takeover. It's absolutely fabulous and it's such a delight. I would play more of your songs, got a whole library right in front of me, but time is ticking on. Just a few words before you go, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me down today, Cash, and it's lovely being here after so many years. And I hope everyone enjoys my new single, City of the Stud, produced by Umman Heyer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, go and check the full video out as well and share and support. Thank you so much.
I will ask you one more thing before you go. What's coming after this, or is that a big secret? Before you know, I mean.
No, I've got another single ready. Almost, we're shooting the video in the next 2 to 3 weeks. That one's going to be produced by PBN, and it's a dance floor banger. So yeah,
oh wow,
I'm coming back.
All right, so this was pretty desi, pretty kind of hard, thing, but you're going to like rewind back a little bit as well with another track.
A little bit. Take it to the dance.
You're more than welcome right here on Subrus Radio anytime. Once again, thanks very much for coming, your team as well, and Tony Baines as well. There is another track I do like, which is Time Chakdi, and I will play that, all right? But once again, Rana Sahota, thanks very much for coming on Subrus Radio.